Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And as always, as well as lately, this week, we're going to bring on Mindy Patterson with the Cavalry Group. She is our boots on the ground there at the GOP convention, and I think they needed combat boots last night. And we also have Sheriff Richard Mack with us today. So we're going to welcome them both. You, they're not strangers to one another. They know each other, and you know them. Sheriff and Mindy, welcome to CSC Talk Radio this morning.
Good morning,
Sheriff Mack. Great to be with you again.
Mindy, how's it going there?
It's pretty great. there's a lot of optimism in the air, and I think people are ready to roll up their sleeves and work for liberty. It's pretty great.
Well, I watched it last night. I had a dinner last night out of the house. I was meeting with a couple of old friends, and I mean old. We used to sing together like 30-some years ago, and we just kind of got back together, and we're going to try and get the old group together and meet. So we were having dinner last evening, and so I had to watch all the speeches late at night and early in the morning, and I watched Ted Cruz, I watched Eric, and I watched Gingrich and some of the others, and I thought, wow, you really did need combat boots last night on the ground, didn't you, Mindy?
Oh, absolutely.
What was it like when Ted was speaking? I know what we saw on our end, but what was it really like there?
Well, you know, it was kind of interesting because he came out and I think the entire arena was ready to support him. And everyone stood up and he had a, standing ovation at the beginning. And so I think everyone that I spoke to was anticipating a sense of unity. Mm-hmm. That's what we were all hopeful for. And, it was quite honestly, the booing was so loud at the end that I could not even hear his last sentence or two. And I realized at that moment that he had not officially endorsed or said positive words that Donald Trump is our nominee for the GOP party and we need to get behind him. He never said anything of the kind. He just left it open and said, you need to vote your conscience. And when he said that, everyone, the entire arena booed. And after that, I couldn't hear anything he said.
Even his section over there in Texas that are all for him, were they booing as well? Were they upset with him over that as well? Or could you even tell?
Okay. Texas was below me. The whole arena was so loud, I could barely, hear anything from the speaker.
Sheriff, were you able to watch any of that last evening?
Oh, yes, I'm afraid so. I saw the whole thing, and I wanted to ask Mindy the same question you did, Bethann. So, I can just give my analysis. I know Ted. I've met him several times. I was shocked by his selfishness,
mm-hmm.
and I thought it was a little crybaby, spoiled brat, and he could have very easily just said, "I really love Mike Pence, and if Donald Trump has picked him, then I pick Donald." Anything like that.
Right.
He could have done a backdoor and still made it okay, and he still could have talked about his principles of the Constitution and freedom, which you and I and all of us on the show love and cherish. But what he did was really out of line. It was rude, inconsiderate, and you just don't go into somebody else's party and do that. And I think Ted has the most gall of anybody I've ever seen.
You know,
and then he tries to justify it all this morning at a town hall meeting in Texas. And I think he's – I would never vote for him again. And he and I would probably consider ourselves friends, but I'm just so ashamed of him right
now.
Well,
he wasn't a stand-up kind of guy last night. That's kind of how I felt about it when I watched it. And it was so loud, Mindy, we couldn't hear the last of the – either I really couldn't tell what he was doing or when he walked off. They took the camera off of him. And – but – you know, he had the opportunity to really bring unity. He doesn't have to love Donald Trump. Nobody's going to ask him to do that. But he had the opportunity to do the right thing. He talked about bringing, he talked about Americans listening to the people, the will of the people, and following the Constitution. But when he was talking about the voting and the will of the people, I guess that only meant if they were voting for him, because it has been overwhelmingly that Americans have put their, they're putting their trust. They don't know if they could really trust him or not, but they're putting their trust in Donald Trump. And that's the decision they've made. And if he's going to listen to the people, then he kind of needs to go along with that as well. And he had an opportunity last night to really boost his career by bringing unity, and I think he did the exact opposite by being, what Sheriff Mack said, being selfish.
I agree, and I echo both of your comments. I am very disappointed, and, you know, as I said initially, everyone in that arena stood up and clapped and cheered him on as he took the podium last night and anticipated support for Donald Trump and unity for the party. You know, and that's the thing about a convention. There were 15 nominees in the beginning, and everyone has had their opportunity. The American people have spoken. The American people have chosen Donald Trump as their nominee for the GOP. And, you know, Ted Cruz acted like a sore loser last night, and no one likes a sore loser. He had an opportunity to be classy, and he failed. And it was probably one of the most ungracious things I have ever witnessed.
I really appreciated what Newt did when he came up to the microphone, though. And in his words, he said, "I think you misunderstood one paragraph of Cruz's speech." He said, Ted Cruz said you can vote your conscience for anyone who will uphold the Constitution. And, of course, he went on to say there's only one person running that's going to uphold the Constitution, and that's Donald Trump. So he kind of turned it around and made it sound like Ted was actually endorsing Donald Trump. I thought, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, Newt tried to save him.
I think he did. I think he tried to save face on both of them. And I don't know if Donald Trump walking in was pre-planned at that moment.
No way.
You don't think it was? But I think Ted Cruz deserved that because of what he was doing. And I think he was making the crowd, at least where we were sitting at 1:30 this morning and watching it, Mindy, it looked to me like the audience was getting tired of listening to his speech. Now, he had some good points in his speech. I really liked what he brought up about the cop and the little girl that lost her daddy, and he brought that up, and he talked about that, and he talked about some of the other things that are on the people's hearts. But then he wouldn't stop. He just kept going, and I thought it was very ungracious and very selfish, and I felt kind of bad for him, even though he deserved it. I felt kind of bad for him because he's hurt his career.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's how I feel. But what was it like when Newt came up? Oh, we're going into a break. We're going into a break. I'll get you that when we come back. Sheriff and Mindy are with me today, and we're talking about the GOP convention. And then when we get on to the show later on, we're going to talk about the CSPOA and what's going on there. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. The number to call if you want to join in is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Sheriff and Mindy and Beth Ann will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I have two good friends on. We're fighting for the Constitution. We're fighting for liberty. We're fighting for private property rights. We have Sheriff Richard Mack and Mindy, Mindy Patterson with the Cavalry Group. She's been with us every morning for at least one segment or two each day, telling us what's going on as she's boots on the ground there at the GOP. I've been pretty critical of Newt Gingrich. I like what he says. I have considered him part of the establishment, but I really appreciated what he did last night. Now, I saw some articles that were, of course, they were on the liberal side of looking at all of it, and they were calling him a fearmonger last night because he was naming all the things that the United States is dealing with right now. But I didn't feel that the crowd thought he was a fearmonger. I think they were right there with Newt last evening. What do you think, Mindy?
I agree. You know, Newt's message last night was that we have to unite behind Donald Trump because there's no choice other than Hillary. Why on earth would we go there? I mean, that was kind of my takeaway from Newt Gingrich's speech, and he sort of opened up with, it seemed like he was trying to sort of repair what Ted Cruz had just done, because I think Newt Gingrich really, truly wants to unite the party, and we have to. We have to unite, or our alternative is a detrimental choice. And so, you know, in a strange way, you know, he kind of came around and said that there's no other candidate that's fit the criteria that Ted Cruz has set up for the entire arena that evening, but he did so in kind of a selfish, weird way, and I think Newt was trying to repair that. So, anyway,
you know,
that was my interpretation.
I think, and Sheriff, I guess you've been trying to watch it all week, too. I know you're kind of traveling around, but it's... I have appreciated the diversity that they have had with the speakers. And I know that all three of us here talking and most of my listeners are really big in family. I have appreciated how he has included his family in this event of their lives. And it is all of them. It's affecting every single one of them. So why wouldn't he include them? They have been a big player in this, and they're going to take over the company while he's running the nation. The young woman last night, and I fail to remember her name, Mindy or Sheriff, maybe you can remember, the young black woman that works for Eric Trump's foundation. Mm-hmm. She spoke, and she talked, and they showed pictures and things of her with the family and how they included her in everything. You know, I don't think that... I think that Donald Trump, and because of how he's talked in the past with some of his speaking, they don't really see the real Donald Trump. And I thought that she was giving a really good portrayal of what the family is. And yet she was speaking to the black people out here and why she is voting for Donald Trump and promotes him. And I thought she did an outstanding job. What was the feeling? I didn't think the crowd was enthusiastic, and I really thought she was doing a bang-up job, but I guess because she wasn't a big-name celebrity, you know. But I really thought that she did a great job of giving her side of the story of her time with the Trump family and working there.
I didn't see that one. I would have anticipated Omarosa, who was on Say You're Fired or whatever that show. What's the name of that
The Apprentice.
TV series? Yeah, The Apprentice.
Okay.
I always call it You're Fired. she's been out defending him and talking him up quite a bit. But I didn't see that girl, and that from the sounds of it, it sounds very effective. And let's make something very clear here. Donald Trump has never said anything racist or against the black community.
No.
You know, I can understand some of the Hispanics misinterpreting what he said about illegal aliens and that rapists and murderers come into our country. Well, that's obvious. Of course they do. And they have. And that's all documented, and it's seen on the news almost every day. And so people getting upset because they choose to get upset is one thing, because they don't support their Democrat buddies and Hillary. You know, that other groups and minorities don't care what a crook she is and what a liar she is, just that she's a Democrat, so we're going to support him or support her and assail the Republican candidate. No, that's just astonishing to me. But, no, I didn't see that, but I think that it's been very obvious that they've tried to make this a big tent for everybody. And I've been very impressed with what you said, Beth Ann, about the family.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very impressed with his family, and I think that's been a huge boon for him. It's been very advantageous and very American. And I also think that he should have already, before now, had Melania come back up and introduce somebody or do something else so that she could kind of get the plagiarism stuff out of the way, get a huge response from the crowd, wave what she does best, smile, and go back to that. So anyway, I thought it was very advantageous in that regard, and that they should have already built Melania back up.
I think, I think they will. I think that'll happen. I don't know when, but tonight, Mindy, is who all is speaking besides our Donald Trump? Who all is on the docket for tonight? Do you know?
Well, tonight and today at the convention, the theme is Make America One Again, basically tying together the entire week of unifying behind our American ideals. And I love that idea. You know, we do need to unify. Our party has been very divided. But tonight, Congressman Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee is speaking. We've got Governor of Oklahoma, Mary Fallon. Jerry Falwell Jr. is speaking. And then to wrap up the night, we'll have Ivanka Trump, Donald's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, to close out the evening will be Donald Trump, and it should be really exciting. Really exciting. One thing I wanted to say earlier, too, last night one of my favorite speeches was Laura Ingraham. You know, that the whole arena was just electrified. I thought she did a real barn burner of a speech and was amazingly patriotic, and the theme of America First was the main scene yesterday. But one of the things that she said that I think is really important, and it ties back into the Ted Cruz kerfuffle from last night, but she made mention of something to the fact that, you know, we can't always look to government to solve these things. And the thing that is important for the American people to understand, that Donald Trump is a proven problem solver. He's a proven businessman. And, you know, he plans to get government out of our lives. Out of our lives, because as a businessman, government just means, you know, trouble and more taxes and, you know, putting up roadblocks to our prosperity. And you can't give people the opportunity for economic prosperity without freedom. And that was that's what I took away from Laura Ingraham's speech, that Donald Trump plans to reduce the size of government, reduce taxes, get, you know, things out of the way so that the American people can be in the ones back in charge. Right now we have all these unelected bureaucrats running our country. And, you know, that is what I took away from her speech.
He's going to remove the splints that have been on free market, and we're going to see some things go booming. It won't happen overnight, and he's going to have a fight on his hands, because Congress is going to be anything but gracious. We can see that right now. But I think he can do it. And I think there has been a rumor, and I know we're about out of time, and you probably have to leave again, don't you, Mindy? But there was rumor going around that Trump was going to name his cabinet fairly soon. Has either one of you heard anything about that lately?
I have heard those rumors. You know, Ronald Reagan did something similar. He named it before the election, and I think it's a great move. I think that would be a fantastic play, so that people know the full package. And I'm kind of excited to learn who his cabinet would be, because I anticipate a fantastic team.
I do, too. So. And, you know, that I think it helped him a lot, don't you, too, as well, Sheriff? We're just about ready going in a break here. When he listed the Supreme Court people that he would consider.
Oh, yeah,
and
for sure.
I think helped him tremendously.
And I hope his speakers are his cabinet, because that means Sheriff Clark from Milwaukee, who you know is very closely associated with us at CSPOA,
absolutely,
is probably going to be a major player.
I think it is. I think it's going to be great. We have to say goodbye to Mindy. She's got to hit the road.
Great to be with both of you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you, Mindy.
Thanks, Mindy.
Mindy will be back with us tomorrow as things wrap up. She's going to be with us tomorrow. It won't be Free for All Friday. It'll be GPO Friday, I guess. And as we go into break, Sheriff Mack's going to stay with us. We're going to talk about some things that are going on with CSPOA, as well as what's going on in the political arena and how we can bring America home. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And Sheriff and Beth will be right back. Lexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation.
For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and Mindy has been with us. She's had to get her boots back on the ground there at the GOP. They've got things going all day long, so she is hopping and running. She's having a great time. I think she's wearing herself out, but she's having a great time. And we have with us Sheriff Richard Mack. Sheriff and I haven't been on the air together here for a while, but we met up at the Liberty Summit that Mindy with the Cavalry Group put on here a few weeks back, and decided we best be doing the show again. And I know some things are happening there at CSPOA, and I didn't know if you want to talk about some of that or what's going on. I know that you're traveling a little bit. What's happening?
Well, I'm actually in Sholo, Arizona, and I speak in Pine Top, which is right next to Sholo, and that's the real beautiful part of Arizona. I mean, it's pine trees and mountains, and it's actually green here, and it was raining last night when I got in. And so, yes, I am traveling, which was an easy guess for you to make, because you know I always am.
but I knew I had to call your cell phone.
So. Yes, exactly. Yes. So there's a lot happening at CSPOA. We've had a major setback recently. We're going to kick it into high gear again, and we are. And I'm rewriting the book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. And Sheriff Clark has agreed to write the foreword to the book.
Oh, awesome.
And I'm going to put his picture on the back of it instead of Sheriff Arpaio, who is also running for re-election right now at the age of 84.
Wow.
And against my wishes, actually, I told him not to run. And with all the legal problems he's having, and his wife has cancer, and he's served his time, he's done his job, and it's time to move on, and it's time to relax and him to spend time with his wife and family, and he's dedicated like 60 years to public service and working for government, and it's just time to move on. And of course, he never does listen to me, though, so.
You know, I don't think he's the kind that listens to too many.
He doesn't.
And that's true.
He even says that. He admits it readily.
He is a stand-up kind of guy, and I really appreciated the time I got to interview him when we were in Las Vegas. I never have got him on the air, though. He said, yeah, just call the office, but every time I did, I didn't get a return. Yeah. So, I think he was saying, don't call me, we'll call you or something. But anyway.
He was really going through it at that time. I could probably arrange that for you.
Well, let's get that arranged. We need to get Sheriff Clark on, too. I'd really like to.
Sheriff Clark is the main man right now. And I really believe Sheriff Clark told me personally last August, or was it September? No, I think it was September. He and I and his wife went to a Milwaukee Brewers baseball game, and he told me that he's being considered for a cabinet position if any Republican were to win. And so now that he's been a speaker, I think I can let that cat out of the bag. I think it's obvious that he is. He's probably even more than Joe right now, than Arpaio, is the most famous sheriff in America. He has a strong view on defense of the police. Mm-hmm. He is stronger than I am on that. I assail the police when they don't do their jobs correctly. He says that, you know, 98%, 99% of the police are all honorable and good people. I wouldn't quite go that high, but I do agree with the premise that the police are being
targeted,
mislabeled, and mistreated in a lot of these situations. Sheriff Clark and I totally agreed that the police in Baltimore were going to be found not guilty because it simply was not enough evidence. And that was a ridiculous, malicious prosecution and arrest of those six officers. And it was done for political purposes. And the prosecutor even said, announced publicly, I have heard your voice. That is not why you prosecute people. You do not listen to the mobs. And say, oh, okay, well, since all the people are crying about this, then I'll go ahead and arrest people. She even announced it publicly that that's what she was doing. And so ridiculous and absurd. I totally agree with Sheriff Clark there. I'm glad they're getting off. And I don't know that any of them did something wrong, but no one else does either. And the evidence simply does not show that they did. And so Sheriff Clark and I were right on target on that. She's 0 for 4, and it'll probably be 0 for 6 because all of the officers are taking this before a judge. And why they did not pick a jury is because they know juries can be fooled about legalities and certain things and can be emotionally involved. And they know that judges know the law. And so the judges are ruling, of course, in their favor on every one of those. So the CSPOA is backing Sheriff Clark in a lot of the work he does, and the new form of the County Sheriff America's Last Hope is going to portray that Sheriff Clark is on a mission to protect the reputation of police in this country. And we at the CSPOA, as you well know, Bethann, we are on a mission to have police follow and enforce the United States Constitution and keep their oath of office to uphold and defend those precious principles as penned by our founding fathers. And in fact, that even brings up a question that I had in my class. Does anybody in your audience know who actually wrote the final version of the U.S. Constitution? And if anybody wants to call and give us that answer, I will send a book of my of your choice to that caller.
Okay, let's give the number, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Who wrote the final version of the Constitution?
That's right.
Okay.
So, and so we're all about the Constitution at the CSPOA. We're backing police officers and sheriffs all across this country. We're training them. And when we're training, when you understand that the importance of our training is that we train officers and sheriffs to follow the Constitution, and that there's that this is not going to damage their work. It is not going to damage arrests, making arrests, and keeping the community safer. In fact, it's going to enhance that, and it's going to enhance their relationship with the community. And we're actually the only organization in the country doing this. And so we implore all of your listeners to get involved with us in that great effort. And when we get calls from somebody saying, is my sheriff a member? We want you to go ask your sheriff if he's a member. We want you to go and vet your sheriff. In fact, if you go to our website at cspoa.org, cspoa.org, you'll find vet your sheriff. And we give you the help to do that. And there's no way that we or I or me and my wife can do this by ourselves. We've got to have help. And we hope that everybody listening will become a member of the CSPOA. You don't have to be a cop or a sheriff. You have to be We the People. And if we get together and form this coalition with We the People and our sheriffs and our local police, we're going to win this. And I don't care who becomes president. You're going to need local authorities to erect the barriers against the encroachments of the federal government. And that's going to continue no matter who is president. And we have got to stop that and diminish it. And, yes, I hope Donald Trump beats Hillary Clinton. Mm. That's the best thing we can do for America at that point. But the EPA is not going to stop being the EPA, and the IRS is not going to stop being the IRS. The FDA and DEA and FBI and on and on.
USDA, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, they're all going to keep after us. However, they did mention, and we're getting ready to go into another break here, they did mention during the session, I believe the first night, maybe it was the work night, two nights ago, that they were talking about the regulations that are killing American industries, and those are coming out of the alphabet bureaucrats in D.C. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Who wrote the final version of the Constitution? And we will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Cull of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally Valley has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Sheriff Mack has put out a question, and you're not calling. It's 877-895-5410. Who wrote the final version of the Constitution? I think they're all in awe. They're trying to figure it all out. Anyway, he said he's going to give you a free book of your choice of all those that he's written. Let's name the books you've written.
The first one was From My Cold Dead Fingers, Why America Needs Guns, and that was actually born out of the lawsuit against the Brady Bill and against the Clinton administration. And then I rewrote that. I wrote that actually first in 1994, rewrote it in like 1998 or 1999 after the victory of, and just I just wanted to update it. There was other things that happened too. The victory, of course, was 1997 at the U.S. Supreme Court. And then I wrote The Proper Role of Law Enforcement. And I actually wrote one before that that's now out of print, Government, God, and Freedom, A Fundamental Trinity, and it detailed the religious foundation of America. And then after The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, I did in 2009, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, and that book has gone crazy, went viral. We couldn't keep it on the shelf, and it's done really close. For a self-published book, it's been amazing. It's been right about 100,000 copies in that six-year, seven-year period, and the first 2 years, it was amazing. And then I wrote The Magic of Gun Control.
It's one of my favorites.
And then my most recent book, Are You a David? And then the little booklet that you advertised a while ago, which I think is probably the most powerful book that exists in the freedom movement, is The Victory for State Sovereignty. Because it shows that Justice Scalia actually set a very good example for the Supreme Court when he made the ruling. He wrote the ruling on that and showed that we don't go for political persuasions on Supreme Court decisions, that we just enforce the Constitution. And he was absolutely amazing in this decision. And let me remind everybody, Bethann, this is absolutely the most powerful 10th Amendment decision in the history of our country.
Yes, it is.
It is so powerful on state sovereignty and so powerful on the responsibility of the states to stand against the incursions of the federal government. In fact, that's the word he uses, incursions of the federal government. And it is a check and balance system that when the states exercise their sovereignty, they are the ultimate check and balance on federal authority. And that anybody believing this nonsense and this ridiculous propaganda from Washington, D.C., is that they are the only ones to determine how far their authority and power goes. And that's absolutely unconstitutional, and it completely destroys the separation of powers, which Barack Obama has done a great job of doing on his own. But let me say this one thing about the bathroom situation from Washington, D.C. I'm going to take a different stand. I'm going to say that there's no one better equipped or there's no greater expert in America than Barack Obama in controlling bathrooms and sewage and cesspools. And so this is one time I agree that we should let the expert do the thing that he is best at, and that is running toilets and sewage.
So, I thought you were going to say that the D.C. occupiers were in the toilet already. So.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of different metaphors we could use with that.
There is. It's ridiculous with all the things that are going on that we're talking about bathrooms, you know. And I talked about
exactly.
bathrooms for a couple of
exactly.
weeks, and it was just ridiculous. You mentioned the local sheriffs, and we mentioned the local police, the cops. You know, I kind of grew up that cops. I have trouble saying cops. You know, to me that's kind of a disrespect. I like to call them police officers or officers. But
no, I never took it that way. I thought,
well, that's,
you know,
good because I always kind of thought cops was
a
slang.
Yeah, it's not a derogatory term. It doesn't come from anything derogatory.
Well, that's
it
good.
It just comes from the copper buttons they used to wear on their uniform.
Okay, well, that makes me feel better. I like copper.
And another one too is where it comes from is chief of police, cop, chief
okay.
of police.
Okay, all right, that I feel better then. Well,
yeah, it's no problem.
We talked about that, and I just want to say that we were set up as a government, as a republic, to be governed locally. That's
right.
where things need to be decided. What, as
right.
you wrote in one of your last books, that the responsibilities in D.C. are minimal. They're doing everything they're not supposed to be doing and not doing the very few things that is actually on their job description. And that's
well, and
one
actually,
reason.
Justice Scalia reiterates that in the decision that I hope everybody will buy from you, because the victory for state sovereignty is the highlighted version of his decision. And he says that the federal government was, the United States Congress, federal government were only given discrete and enumerated powers. And that the way we keep it that way is by the assertion of the 10th Amendment. And so his equation for liberty in this decision is astonishing.
And I feel like that what has happened in the last couple of years, particularly with their trying to put the local people against their local law enforcement, against their local police officers, and I think there's a reason for that. And we see all of this chaos going on. But I want
to know the federal government wants to have their own national police force.
Absolutely. Yeah. Barack Obama used that in a speech when he was running in 2008.
Yeah.
You know, and we have that. It's called the militia. It's called the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was saying yesterday that a vote for Hillary is a vote for a socialistic state. And if we have Hillary in there, there'll be no more sovereignty. You will surrender. Mike in Virginia. Okay, we're going to go to Mike in Virginia. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, how you doing there, kiddo? If I'm right, I think it's James Madison.
No, Mike, come on.
That was too easy,
everybody
Mike.
Everybody says it's James Madison. Actually, Madison asked this guy to do it, and he's very unknown as far as the founding fathers. It's an let's say, popular name. But
I was
going to
say, it's
father.
A southern name, isn't it?
It could be, yes. It could be.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Try again, Mike. We're going to keep this open. I think we'll keep this open. I think I know the answer, but I'm not going to give it.
Yeah. It's a very lesser known founding father, and it'll probably surprise most people, but it's a good surprise, and people need to learn some of these others. You know, like Oliver Wolcott was a founding father, and he was actually a sheriff.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's really great to learn some of the other founding fathers besides the Madisons and Franklins and Adams and Washingtons and Jeffersons and so on. This guy actually wrote it, and if I remember right, he had a peg leg.
Oh, now, okay, we're going to stop right there because you're giving them too many clues, because we're going to have you back on. I'm going to get you booked in another week or so. I don't know what my week looks like next week. We'll get you booked, and we're going to do this again, and we're going to see if we can't get them to do a little studying. We're out of time for today, Sheriff. Thank you so much for being with us here on CSC Talk Radio. You know, we've talked about so many things this week, and we're watching this GOP convention. And right now he's putting out these questions that we should know. We need to know where we came from. I had to start looking too because I wasn't sure where he was going, but I think I've got the answer. But it's going to take every single one of us. We've got to do what we can do locally to bring America home. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSC Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021. 2021.